Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, folks. Kelly here. And switched, if you've been listening, I switched my microphone around a little bit and got rid of the electro voice and am now using the what would you want to call it? The it's called a blue baby bottle blue. And I hope you're doing well. And let me give you a little beginning music here. I got to adjust one thing. Lot of exciting stuff going on here, and broadcasting from Canada Free Press, Toronto, but I am personally in the United States, and there's a lot of stuff that's been going on, and very exciting things in terms of Donald Trump. Now, I've heard some interviews with his personal attorney, well, girl by the name, I say girl because she looks very young, but a young lady who is very smart, and she's the voter fraud girl. And once again, calling her a girl, and yet the fact of the matter is that she has been teaching constitutional law and is now on the Trump team. So, and I'm trying to remember, I think she went to Colorado, University of Colorado. But anyway, there's just so many things going on. And I had mentioned that my article I'm trying to remember if I published it on Monday. I think it was on Monday that went absolutely viral because people are dying to know about what's going on out there. And what's going on out there is that we've got a lot of evidence that there has been a coup. I mean, if you want to call it something else, that's fine. And I'm loving this new setup. The other mic I didn't think was doing me justice. So Kelly O'Connell here, attorney in Southwest, not too far from El Paso. And so, you know, what the problem with America is, in some ways, is what's good about America. We tend to be laid back. We tend not to worry about stuff too much. And yet, we've got this situation now where we've got this really insane, and I mean really crazy and awful. And by the way, happy Friday, 11/13/2020. It's getting a little cool here, and I suspect where you're at, it is probably a little bit cool too. And I'm trying to considering moving to another podcaster. I've been in Blog Talk Radio for about, let's see, almost 10 years. So, but I don't feel like they're really doing me justice here. So, in any event, what's going on? We had the vote, and it appeared that it would be a slam dunk for Trump. And then it turned around. Everything was closed down. All of the states were closed down. Not the states, but the voting booths. The voting headquarters where they were counting at were all shut down. And what happened at that point is the leads in every state grew. And so I was doing research. Well, you know, Trump eventually ends up losing all these states, right? But they're not really, the vote's not certified yet, meaning there's time to protest. And the left, the Democrats are, they're very, very caught up with this idea that Trump has ruined America for 4 years and now he needs to go quietly. And the way that the vote played out is, it is redolent. It smells of, it is looking like the kind of thing that would happen during a fraud, during a banana republic. And so, and if you weren't listening yesterday, let me give it to you again. There's a couple of different companies out there. One of them is called Smartmatic and is owned by a very, very close friend of this guy that tortures everybody, Soros, George Soros. Very, very good friend of this guy. He owns these machines that they use. Another thing, and you know, it's kind of hard to know exactly what these people do because they use these machines, but at the same time, they are also using software, and the software is being developed by other companies like Sequoia Voting Systems, and then Sequoia was taken over by Dominion Voting Systems, which is what we have today. Now, there is a connection between Dominion and this guy, Lord Brown, who is the friend of Soros. And in that connection could be these companies are offshore. But when the machines were first designed, they were funded in Venezuela, and the engineer for the machine is from Venezuela. So some people were calling them Venezuelan machines. I mean, immediate red flag. You've got a communist country that's building vote infrastructure that is then stated to have been used immediately for fraud. And the CIA looked into it, and to make it more complicated, Smartmatic then bought Sequoia Voting Systems, and then the U.S. government was a little bit alarmed, so they then asked to look into it, and Smartmatic then, the machine builder, then divested of that, but they had already developed the software. So what you needed for a fraud was there at the beginning in Venezuela. Now we have frauds that look similar. And how frauds happen in this particular case is through what they were calling a subtle algorithm that would shift a few votes, you know, just a few votes. So as I say, every 100 votes, 3 or 5 of them was shifted to the opposition party. And so as time goes on, they start to build a lead. Well, what happened in the case of Joe Biden and Donald Trump is that Trump was ahead and was on the verge of winning. They shut all these voting precincts down, these headquarters. And then all of a sudden, when they opened up again, Trump started to lose his lead. Trump knows what's happening. He's got the inside information. Now, I was able to find information on, just having a little, by the way, I would highly recommend Zicam medicated fruit drops, but they have zinc in them, and zinc is one of the things that protects you from COVID. We're having a real outbreak around here, around El Paso. But I guess we're having an outbreak all over the United States. But so you've got this situation. I was able to write this one article, which just went, when I say it went viral, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I think it had 4,000 shares in the first day or two. I think 3,000 shares the first day or more. And then it had, now it's up to 7,000, I think. Just a, you know, just a few short days. And what it shows you, people are very concerned and they're looking for information. And 6,700, pardon me. So in that piece, I'm talking about Lord Mark Malik Brown, who I called a George Soros lieutenant, and his company is Smartmatic. Pardon me. No, I don't have COVID. But so what you've got is George Soros, I would say, is a psychopath. He's constantly meddling. He wants to bring America down. And you know what? It looks like he's come pretty close, because if you ruin the elections. Another article that I had gotten a lot of support on or interest on was an article about suing him or prosecuting him for stirring up unrest, because he's the one who funds Antifa. He's the one who funds Black Lives Matter. And it doesn't seem like America has ever tried to do anything about this guy. It's just very crazy, you know. It's very disconcerting. So in the article that I just published, talking about how these machines were made down in Venezuela. And so the government had, I think probably what happened is that the software engineer down there contacted the government and said, you know, let's do something vote-wise. I don't, you know, who knows how the conversation first started, but this guy was sympathetic to the government, Hugo Chavez, the dictator. And so the government gave him $200,000 to start this company, and they were a 1/3 owner. And so when that happened, Chavez was able to do this recall election that Jimmy Carter had said was fair. Well, what does Jimmy Carter know about, you know, this stuff? But anyway, they had put into this machine, this not just the voting software, but the voting software had bugs in it. So that was... the start of this that we're dealing with today. So now, so the question is, could you throw an entire election with this software? Well, these machines and this algorithm, what they called a subtle algorithm, that's what it was made for. So I'll read you a little bit more. And I had a problem hooking up yesterday. I was talking about Blog Talk Radio letting me down. The Hag, the famous country and Western singer, wrote a song called Last Night the Bottle Let Me Down. But Blog Talk Radio has let me down. And, man, I just about went ape crazy on them when they kept sending me all these cliches of what was going on. But I switched computers, actually. I had a really nice computer, Asus, and was switched it in with a Dell, which is doing a lot better. There was a buzz. I don't know if you guys know this, but Windows 10 computer one has a flaw that is a buzz, and it was just driving me crazy. And then, but the last straw was not being able to get into Direct Connect. Direct Connect is this fantastic setup from Amazon Cloud, and Amazon has a lot of storage, cloud storage, that the government uses a ton of it, and they make billions of dollars a year, like they needed it. But one of the things that they have is this Direct Connect. And what Direct Connect has, you might want to think about this, you go onto Amazon and do a little search for it, but Direct Connect is something that connects your program directly to the other, you know, in this case, Blog Talk Radio servers. I'm not going through the internet as properly understood. I'm going through these servers that Amazon has set up just for this. So it's a very clean connection. So, all right. So what should we do? Now, you've got states that were influenced or actually taken over, like Pennsylvania, taken over by fake voting. And I was going to tell you about this algorithm. And so Chavez was down 60-40. By the time they got Smartmatic together to take care of the election, they had figured it out. And so computer expert Steve Stigall, who was talking to the U.S. Senate, and this is, you know, this is a number of years ago, said that that machines can be hacked, and they can also be hacked. They can be hacked if they're online, obviously. They can be hacked if they're offline. Now, how could they do that? It could be wireless. Or it could be hacked through a thumb drive. So these little tiny storage units that people carry around from one computer to another, you plug it into the computer and the thumb drive takes over. The thumb drive basically brings in kind of something like a virus that takes over the functions of the computer. And okay, so McClatchy talked about when Chavez won, Venezuelan mathematicians challenged results that showed him to be consistently strong in parts of the country where he had weak support. The mathematicians found a very subtle algorithm that appeared to adjust the vote in the Chavez's favor. And that's how it's done. That's how it's done because you've got a machine that the whole purpose of it is to throw elections. And this has happened all around the world, too. It's happened in the Philippines, and it has happened in other places in Europe and Africa. And so you've got a situation now in the United States that looks exactly the same. Now, one of the problems in the United States is we tend to say that could not happen here. Well, after 2004, which was when this vote throwing of the vote to help Chavez stay in office. Now, think about what Venezuela is like now. And this, you know, all of these socialists, they are thrilled when they see people living in poverty, when they see people getting sick and, I guess, dying. I guess that's the kind of thing that turns a tyrant on. There was an amount of weight that the average person had lost over in Venezuela over I think they covered it over a year. It was like 20 pounds, 17 pounds or something like that. So think about that. You get into office and what's your purpose? Your purpose is to subjugate the people so that they have to do what you tell them. And in doing so, you purposefully set up the government in a way that the economy doesn't work. So you have no middle class. And so I just read an article about people dying over there, that people, if you're handicapped or sick, you can't get medicine, of course, because there's no medicine there. And they have the largest supply, the largest amount of petroleum in the world, and they have to buy gas from other countries. So, you know, what it shows you is the pernicious and devastating effects of socialism. Now, here's an article from Newsweek. Fact check: did Dominion voting systems cause widespread voter fraud, as Trump claims? Now, you know that the media hates Trump. You know that the media lies about Trump a lot. Why would they tell the truth here when they've got their guy almost in office? So how long will it take Kamala Harris to get into office? You know, and she's supposed to be the closest thing to a communist we have in America. And and it's also claimed by the BBC, U.S. election security officials reject Trump's fraud claims. Now, let me ask you this. I'll just ask you a question. What is voter security like in this country? You don't have to have an ID to vote. Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania, 2 days before the election, they changed the law so you didn't have to have a signature, you didn't have to have a date. So these same people that allowed this to be set up, these people are laughing at Trump, right? Think about that. You've got people that have spent their entire period of Trump's presidency, the entire presidency they've spent in attacking Trump and discrediting him and insulting him and attacking him and everything. And the media has done, you know, the U.S. The Democrats have totally opposed Trump. And you're going to tell me that all of a sudden they're representing truth? I mean, how could you talk about voter security in Pennsylvania when you don't need a signature, when you can send in your ballot a week after the election? How is that even an election? How is it an election when you are being, you know, an election happens on a particular day. Now the Dems want this permanent election. You can vote anytime. You don't need ID. You don't have to put your signature down there, or it doesn't matter if it matches. How is that voting security, election security, huh? So it is just absolutely crazy what they're doing. And so you've got voter irregularities in Nevada, voter irregularities in Arizona, voter irregularities in Wisconsin and in Pennsylvania and in Georgia and in North Carolina. And so for every state that Biden was ahead in, they wanted to put him down as the winner. For every state that Trump was ahead in, they were wanting to hold back. Here's another thing, and they came in this decision desk at Fox, which is one of the most pathetic things that I've seen, in addition to Fox becoming very liberal, which has been happening. You know, Neil Cavuto cut off the president's secretary, saying that she had the wrong statements, and he would not allow it. She said that there was fraud, and Cavuto said, without evidence, I'm not going to allow you to say that on my show. And so, I mean, think what has happened to this country and just since, you know, basically Obama, or I guess Clinton, got into office from Reagan. It's just been in an absolute free fall. And so, by the way, the number to call in, 516-387-1963. And this should be connected to right now. This should be connected to Canada Free Press, but I don't know what they're doing over there, except they're doing a lot of hard work getting stories out. I'm going to do another story on machine software and how it can be hacked, how these machines can be hacked. Oh, kind of pulling back the layer of the onions or the onion, which is also a comedy website, The Onion. So what do you think should be done? I mean, you're going to say we have to follow the law. Granted. What does the law say? I mean, the law basically says you have a certain amount of time to challenge these outcomes. You can't challenge them forever, but isn't that what the Democrats did to Trump? They've challenged forever the idea that Trump had been duly elected. So here's a question for you. How many Republican incumbents lost in the House? Zero. How many Democrat incumbents lost? Something like 13. I mean, it was looking for a little while like, excuse me, it was looking a little while like, like the House was going to be lost by the Democrats. So what good did Nancy Pelosi do by being so negative, so smarmy, so snarky, so disrespectful? I have never, ever seen anybody be more disrespectful than her. What good did that do her? What good did that do the Democratic Party? So you don't know how the election for the president is going to turn out. Trust me, you don't. Because if the Republicans win Arizona and they win Pennsylvania and they win Georgia and they win North Carolina, that's the race, isn't it? I mean, I think that Pennsylvania is 20 points, and that's 239. And North Carolina is 15, 239, 249, 254. If he wins Arizona, 254, 265, he's five away. If he wins Georgia, that's the whole thing. And so would that be fair? Well, you know, was it fair that Trump was so far ahead and then he lost it through these? There had to be fraud, friends. And I'll tell you a couple of different reasons. One of which is this really interesting recording that I heard last night, this interview of this guy who had run for Senate in Massachusetts. And he's this really brilliant continental Indian guy. And he explained how we know that there was fraud. Well, there was another thing, and I mentioned this to you, this famous law of probability that had also stated that it was, and maybe that it uses the same thing, but this guy, this Indian guy, and he's American, he's got an American accent, but he is, you know, got up there, and they had this group of people, and they were going over the odds, and he started to get into how you would do the analysis. And he said, by the way, he goes, you know, obviously I'm Republican. I was running for office. He says to this guy, what are you? And he says, I'm independent. And then the other guy they talked to is in this group was Democrat. And they said, you know, it's not about party. It's about numbers. It's about veracity. It is about truth. And it was just, it was compelling. And so man, I wish I had. It was too long to play, which is why I didn't put it into the machine. But, you know, so you've got this guy. He's at MIT, and that's what I forgot to mention. The race was in Massachusetts. This guy is an MIT, and they put his name up as being the person who invented. He invented the email, which, I mean, probably not true, but, you know, it was just sitting there and listening to this. And, you know, it wasn't a situation where you saw some fraud going on that we've seen so many times in the Democrat Party, pulling on off one fraud after another. And, you know, it was now it's a situation where there's so much media. I'm talking about private media, like this show and 100,000 other blogs or 1 million other blogs, whatever there is out there, vlogging and podcasting. And it's a beautiful time to be alive. I mean, it reminds me of the Puritan revolution of the Civil War in England, when there were all these people that were writing up these letters of remonstrance or you know, criticisms of the state, of the king, of the church, and they were publishing in them. And one of the people that published that was John Milton, and he was publishing, and it was just a great time of getting people's opinions out there. The before they, you know, and they were censoring them, and these people that wrote this stuff, they would send to Newgate Prison or they'd send them up to the Tower of London or whatever. But when usually they're up doing nothing, you know, and there's people sneaking them in paper and ink and everything, and they're writing more of them. But it's like that, and it really feels wonderful, and it makes me feel like my country is not lost. And so let me see if I can. Since I switch computers, I don't know if you've ever done this. I'm sure you have. Everybody updates their computer. But you have, you know, all this stuff in the computer, and then it's not so easy to transfer everything over, especially if it's internet related. But let me see if I can find this guy. Man, and this mic sounds so good to me. This is, if you're ever going to, if you were ever going to do anything related to this kind of thing, having a podcast or a vlog, consider getting a Blue is the brand, and it's called a baby bottle, and it's kind of an odd looking microphone, but it is extremely, extremely well built, and it just has a beautiful sound. I mean, this is probably the best mic I've ever used. Let me see if I can find this guy. But anyway, hope you're doing well today. And if are you scared of the COVID that's coming out there? Kind of hard not to be, maybe. But, and they say it's bigger than it's ever been. So what do you think about Biden wanting to, you know, basically Biden wants to put out a 6-week stay at home order. You know, the rest of the restaurant, I shouldn't be laughing. The rest of the restaurants that somehow made it through this, they would go, I mean, at some point you run out of money, right? And, I'm getting closer here, but this guy was just so amazing. I probably find it outside. I'm trying to find it in YouTube, but which is where I saw it. But so, the World Health Organization says that, you know, these shutdowns they're counterproductive, and it's awful. I mean, it is really awful to think about. And I think these guys did it in Michigan. It'll come. It'll come here. Okay, found it. India Right Now News, of course. This guy's name is... what's his name? Come on here. Shiva Ayyadurai, MIT PhD, inventor of email. Did he invent an email? Who knows? Give me a break. But... It's like saying you invented toilet paper. But let me put this in here, and I'm you know what, I can't play it through here because you can't really do that. But let's see, Dr. Shiva. This is what I listened to last night. Dr. Shiva Live, MIT PhD analysis of Michigan votes reveals unfortunate truth of U.S. voting systems. The systems. You know, oh, and you know, I'm looking at this right here. Fran Drescher, the TV, can't remember show she had, but she is married to this guy, so he's very prominent. And so he was going after Senator Warren, who is so terrible. But if did this guy really? They're doing an interview with the inventor of email, and he's on there. If he, I mean, can you imagine just one penny from each email that is sent in the United States and the world? He would be so much richer than Bezos. So, man, how do I get this thing out there? Well, you know what I'm going to try to do? I'm going to try to record a little of this and try to play a little bit of it for you. Hit the mute tab here, and then okay, so this is crazy. So anyway, what should be done? I think what they should do is go back and hand search every single vote that's been cast in America, 150 million, and get rid of all the ones that are not up to snuff, and see how many are left. And you know, and you might say, well, Kelly, that's absolutely crazy. All right, it's crazy. But what are you going to do? Because more than half the people think about this. Think about this number, these numbers right here. More than half the people in America believe that Joe Biden did not win the race. Think about that. Now, you could just say, well, you know, go suck your thumb, you know, go down to Circle K or whatever and get an ice cream, get over it. But why should we put that? Why should we accept that when we have everything needed to look into this? You know, there's so many things that happen in politics, and people act like they can't be changed. And there's so many times, you know, so many times when something bad happens that could be remedied, but they don't. Okay, you can't do. You know, there's nothing you can do. So. This is an instance where that's not true, where people are fighting back. MK, in Pennsylvania, Trump campaign wins case on Pennsylvania voter ID deadline. Filed on the 12th yesterday, Trump campaign on Thursday won a case that attempted to disqualify a small number of mail-in ballots for first-time Pennsylvania voters who were not unable to confirm their ID. That is important because it sets groundwork for dealing with sets the groundwork, and so we can begin to deal with things that are legal and not legal. And there's this tremendously terrible, awful thing that's occurred in America where we've developed this idea that law should go after what the popular sentiment is. And so don't follow the details of the law. And I mean, it's awful. You know, how can you have you can't have a rule of law country where that happens. So they need to follow in Pennsylvania these rules that were set up. And you can't let the judges, I mean, the tyranny of judges, you can't let the judges then decide who gets to vote, how long, you know, you've got stuff that's legislative, and that here's the problem of America in a heart in one summary. We started out as a rule of law country. We developed the world's first really strongly functional constitution, the world's first constitutional working constitution, Bill of Rights, which had been done in England, but not in the way that we did it. We put it all on paper. And so we set that up. And, you know, the strength of America came out of the fact that nobody was more important than the law. And then you get these people like Hillary Clinton and all of the other stuff that's happened, and Joe Biden and his son. And you say, we've got these group of people that we're never really going to prosecute because they're too important. It would upset the apple cart. Well, that's what you want. You want the damn apple cart to get upset and roll down the hill. And, you know, it's just so awful to see this playing out. But so anyway, so we're getting somewhere on this. And if you're on the left, and I know when I was doing a show before live radio, I had a number of people tell me that there was just as many Democrats as Republicans listening. If you're a Democrat, if you're to the left and you're listening to this, it's to everybody's benefit to go by rules and not create a voting system where it can be defrauded, because after that, who's going to decide who's the president? I mean, why should we sit back and say, no big deal, we were sick of Trump? You know, you spend 4 years demonizing Trump, and then you say, we have got to get rid of him no matter what. I mean, it makes no sense. And so, you've got a situation here where if we don't nip this in the bud or try to, then when are we ever going to have a good, is it going to get better or worse? I mean, if these people, here's an example, if these people go after Trump and they falsify this investigation and harass him for 3 years when there's nothing there, literally nothing, not one thing that they proved. Is it going to get better or worse in the future? Well, they just kept doing it. But that's what Pelosi found out. Pelosi found out that just spending all your time harassing people and acting like you're too much better than them, pretending that, you know, the person that you're opposed to is not only on the other side of the aisle, but is human garbage of the worst kind. And you cannot run a country. You can't. And this is the world's most influential country. And even though we used to, I haven't heard it as much anymore, but say that, you know, Europe is so much more advanced than we are. They're advanced, I guess, in some sense, and they're failing. The proof of that is that they're failing. So getting back to the Dominion hardware problem, they're saying everything was human error. Really? So was it human error when Hugo Sanchez or Chavez won in Venezuela, when he was supposed to be kicked out, and then the country went down, 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 and now it's just a hellhole? But of course, the people wanted that. So now you've got something, and here is what I could say about this, and this is very important. And let me see this thing that I was trying to do here, and maybe I can get it in here, maybe I can't. But the impact of all of the negativity has come home to roost for the Democrats. They thought they were going to win more in the House. They thought that they were going to win bigger in the Senate. It looks like the Republicans are going to keep the Senate. And so that's good. It's very, very good. I do apologize here. But wow, this is a bad idea to try to do this. I'm going to have to cut off the sound on that. But anyway, a lot of terrible things have happened, and the attempt to get rid of Trump. The way that they did it has backfired on him in the longer term. In the short term, they probably stopped Trump from doing some of the stuff he did. But it seems to me, if you measure Trump off of what he's achieved so far, you come up with a really important and substantial presidency. And it's really amazing. So let me just read to you, instead of trying to download this stupid thing, which has apparently released a virus in my brand new computer. Here we go. This person that I mentioned, he's the Indian guy that invented email. Dr. Shiva Ayat Dure, MIT PhD, inventor of email, scientist, engineer, shares the results of his mathematical analysis of four major counties in Michigan. And a guy by the name of Kyle Becker, if you want to look him up, has been tracking this. Shiva found that evidence of Trump to Biden vote switching of 138,000 votes in Michigan, and they did it. They didn't do it by an analysis, a Republican analysis. They did it by analysis of how the numbers were moving. Now, this is weird. I don't even claim to understand this stuff. Based on this initial analysis, 500,000 votes were identified that were switched from President Trump to Joe Biden. In addition to this, another 2,865,757 votes were deleted. I don't even know what that means. The first part makes sense. The second part doesn't. Dr. Shiva and his staff found evidence of Trump to Biden vote switching of 138,000 votes in Michigan, and that's in four counties, but I assume they're big counties. So I'll come back tomorrow or see when my next show would be, I guess, on Monday. Maybe I'll do a show tomorrow. But what we found out is that there is independent evidence of an analytic or a scientific nature that shows that votes are switched. And when I listened to this whole show last night, one of the things they were saying was that if you analyze who was voting and how they were voting in a large extent, and not really who you're voting, just the way they were voting, but if somebody voted for if they're voting for the Republican House and the Republican Senate, what are the chances that they would vote for the president? That kind of thing. And I'm probably doing it justice, but look up Kyle Becker. But here's the upshot. If you go and you look at all of the votes across the United States, but especially the states that flipped at the very end, what you're going to find out is anomalies. In other words, things that don't go along in a normal fashion. And as a result of that, you're going to find that there was either an accident or there was a purposeful decision to flip votes. Now, once you have, and this is after, think about this, after Gore v. Biden, you had this battle over how we were going to vote in the future, and nobody wanted hanging chads. And because nobody wanted hanging chads, what they did was made these machines, but the machines were built down in Venezuela to create fraud. And then you bring them up here. Well, I don't know what else you could say about the machines, but you know at least one thing, that they are designed for fraud. So how that is going to work out is, obviously just very terrible. How could it work out well? And here's the thing. Even if you hated Trump, even if you believed all the terrible things that were said about him, even if you said, you know, well, maybe he wasn't Hitler on Earth, but he sure was Napoleon or whatever other person you want to say. If you, I'm trying to get this thing that I just downloaded so I can get it into the system, but share you a little bit up with it. If you follow in with the idea that they had to get rid of Trump for some reason, I mean, why? He's done a tremendous job on the economy. I mean, why would you want to get the most successful economic leader out because he was offensive? That doesn't add up to me. The reason he was offensive is because of the fact that you're so rude to him. And you're rude to him all the time. You're demeaning him all the time. You're insulting him. I mean, the stuff that Nancy Pelosi did was so crazy. And I think, as somebody was saying, you know, she's more than just a bitter old woman. She's a crazy bitter old woman. And so, you know, how was that supposed to help? How was that supposed to work out? And it was awful to see it. All right, man. This the file is too big. I'll have to get a clip of the file. But it was awful to see it, but how good a politics was it? If you insist somebody is a bad person and insult them all the time and denigrate them and put everything that they do, you know, Donald Trump was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. And you say that they ask her about it. And, you know, he had come up with peace agreements and trade agreements between Israel and two or three, four different Muslim countries over there. That's like the greatest thing that's ever happened in terms of diplomacy. And they asked Nancy Pelosi about it, and she goes, big whoop. I mean, so you're dealing with people who say reality starts and ends with me. I mean, they think they're God. They're going to personally tear down somebody's reputation regardless of what their record is. So, you know, there's much to pay for that. The Democrats paid for that. And they're going to continue to pay. I believe because of the way that they've operated, they are going to lose the House next time. I mean, they're just a couple of votes away. It's the smallest majority in like 50 or 60 years. And it was led by Pelosi. And, you know, she hasn't done her job. Her own district looks like a sewer. All these, you know, homeless people there and poop and garbage on the sidewalk and all kinds of stuff that people sleep in on the sidewalk everywhere, needles everywhere. And even though it's her district, what has she done about that? That happened because of George Soros, who's a buddy of Nancy Pelosi. She's the one who didn't wear a mask. She came in to get her hair done. And then when she was outed by the owner of the shop, who said, you know, basically, why does she get to come in here without a mask and I have to keep my business basically shut down? So what did Nancy Pelosi did? The same thing she does to anybody who gets in her way. She tried to get them shut down, and the woman ended up closing her shop because of Pelosi. So we're going to see what happens, but look up this guy who I was just telling you about. Okay. Look up Kyle Becker, K-Y-L-E, and then Becker, B-E-C-K-E-R, and he's on Twitter. He's getting a lot of information out about voter fraud. And then see where I had that guy. Dr. Shiva. Look up Dr. Shiva. S-H-I-V-A. That's Dr. Shiva. And then just put in their vote for your Google. It is amazing. It was amazing to listen to this. It was absolutely jaw-dropping how easily he did the analysis. And a very smart guy. And invented email. I mean, you can't beat that. And with 3.5 minutes, well, 4 minutes left, 516-387-1963. I know a lot of people came in to listen to the show the day that I had this article that just went off the charts and is almost up to, is going towards 7,000 shares. Unbelievable. George Soros employee owns defective switch, vote Biden machines. And so I think there were 400 or 500 people that came in to listen to that. And, now that I've switched around on microphone and computer, completely changed the sound of everything, it's a lot better. The microphone, the EV Electro Voice is a good microphone, but I just love the sound of this one. If you get the chance and you look into a Blue, and Blue makes also a lot of plug-in USB, you know, you don't have to have any fancy. As a matter of fact, if you start blogging, if you start vlogging, the way to do it is with a Blue Yeti, and then you, that's plug and play. You plug it into the computer. You don't need to go through an interface, you know, which looks like a recording studio, one of those boards. You just plug in, and then you have your sound software, which could be the free Audacity program, which is fantastic, and then you can do everything you need through that. Of course, you may need to get a camera if you want to vlog as opposed to blog. So, what do you think is going to happen with this race? What do you, and here's so many different questions for you. Is Trump going to win? If he doesn't win, what's he going to do? I mean, what if he started Trump Network? I mean, I would love it. Trump TV network, cable network. Or like I was telling you with Amazon Direct Connect, you could set up a studio and go directly to people. It wouldn't have to go through the internet per se, the internet with all these different connections. What's going to happen to Pence? Who's going to run in 4 years? If Trump loses, is it going to be Trump and Pence again, or will he get a little edgier? Will he get a woman? Will you get somebody else, a minority? I mean, I think Pence has been absolutely fantastic, but would Pence run against him? Would Cruz run against him? You know? And what's going to happen in the Senate? Because the Senate is, the ultimate control of the Senate is going to run off of what happens in what happens in Georgia. So we're going to take off right now, and I hope you have a great day. And take you out with a little Ian Gom. Thanks for tuning in, Kelly O'Connell Show. Ciao. You